Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
So as Mr. Silvara, Aisha, and Shore all walk away, Jorlin begins to walk out of the cell and turns once again and looks at Merlette. Winks, and then exits the cell, locks it, and says, "Everyone back to your post. You have an hour." And then he too disappears. So, at this time, the ones that are still up, what would you like to do?
Yeah, magic Keely Fingers guy. I could use some of that healing.
Well, she only let me use the. I'm fresh out for right now. There's at least as long as I'm in this cell.
As soon as Champra hears that you're hurt, being distracted by the Darendale situation, he's gonna run over, and.
Oh no, what did they do to you?
He hit me really, really hard. He's kind of the size of a mountain, and I am the size of a pebble.
I'm so sorry, I should have been.
I'm still holding Flaffle by the scruff of his neck as this is happening, by the way, because I don't trust setting him down right now.
Is Ruin awake?
Yeah, Ruin's conscious.
Merlette is like, quick, give me the arrows.
She hands you both of the bolts. She pulls one from her pant leg and the other from her hair.
Thank you.
And I use them to stab Darendale as he sleeps.
No. I'll make sure that
we should not be. We should not be stabbing anyone else in here right now, mate. Give it a chance. I'm sure that there will be plenty of opportunities for stabbing here in very short order, but right now we need to just see what's going on.
Well, I see, I don't do a lot of stabbing.
Okay. I was getting ready to ask if those guys were actually there.
Please sit Flaffle down.
Oh yeah, I can go down now.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna gently ease him down to the ground, and I'm just gonna kind of point at him. I'm gonna say, please behave for just a few minutes while we figure out what to do next.
I am always behaving. Also, we have a code word now. If I ever come up to you and say uppies, you know what to do.
Absolutely delightful. Fantastic. Uppies. I will remember it.
Thank you.
Merlette,
I just kind of give him a gentle pat on the head.
Ow, ow, that's where he hit me, but thank you.
Tico will, cheer Merlette on as he attempts this.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick the lock.
I'm gonna give him a bardic inspiration.
See if I can keep an eye out down here for anyone coming.
Okay. Ruin, perception check. And, Merlette, give me a, thieves tool check.
No, why did you roll performance?
I'm gonna roll a perception too. I'm keeping an eye out the other direction.
It would actually be a 25 with my perception bonus.
You said you rolled the wrong one though.
Yeah, I rolled performance, but I rolled a 19.
Gotcha. Yeah. Unfortunately, reroll.
Can I just roll?
I got a 7 on perception.
Yes.
Okay.
And Kazad, you said you were going to be making a perception check as well.
Yeah, I rolled a 7. So.
Okay.
I rolled 23.
18.
All right. So, Ruin, you're kind of watching.
I have Bardic Inspiration. I'll use that. 20.
Okay. So, as you guys are kind of keeping an eye on things, Ruin, with a... You said 23, correct?
Mm-hmm.
With a 23... You now see movement in the water.
Wait, there's water?
Yes.
Oh, there's a river under here, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay.
So, this is what you see. As... see this little thing kind of swimming along in here. Telepathically, Sereth kind of looks over at what you guys are doing. It's not a very smart idea, but what are we going to do with the rest of the individuals in here?
Wake all but Darendel.
I like that plan.
Wait.
Merlette, as they're saying this, you're fiddling with the lock in a very peculiar way, obviously using arrows, and you just barely are able to click the lock in and the door opens.
I'm not gonna swing the door open. I'm gonna hold it slightly ajar.
There's something in the water.
Doesn't sound unsettling at all, Ruin.
I'll whisper it to the people. Like, be quiet. But I got the door open.
There.
I'm just going to kind of glance over at Merlette and just give him a thumbs up. Like, I'm shocked that he actually pulled it off.
Shampra is going to kind of put his hand on the top of Flaffle's head and look over towards Ivan and Stool and say, and he's going to telepathically talk to Ivan and Stool and say,
"Hey, our little Mycanoid friend, do you mind? If you could, can you make us all be able to talk to each other? I can only, project from me. I can't do it like you do it."
Yeah, you should still be able to do that.
Oh.
And Shampra switches to talking to everyone and goes,
"Can everyone hear me?"
No.
Oh, that's not unsettling at all. Okay.
Yeah.
yes, I hear you.
You get used to it. Okay, hey, disciples, be quiet.
What?
Hmm?
Huh?
All right.
Would you care to repeat that?
This would help us be quiet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's a good idea.
No.
Can Sereth hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Good. How well do you know the layout of this prison?
Well, considering we're about 100 feet in the air, and there are giant spiders surrounding the entire encampment, I would say semi-well.
Okie dokie, where are the things that they confiscated from us?
In the building in front of you.
Perfect! Alright, so everyone, don't be surprised. But I have something very... very nice? Very useful.
Is it a bomb?
We just need to get there. No, it's three.
Oh, great. In the Underdark.
I got TNT. Nice little sticks of dynamite. I bought them off this nice fellow in a back alley.
He just looks kind of to Merlette. Almost maniacally under his breath, he's like, let's go.
Oh, I don't deal in explosives.
Oh, I'm sorry. So he just said a shady guy in a back alley, and you're the only one out of here that I would think would belong in a back alley somewhere.
Sort of just
excuse me, sir. I am an up-front citizen.
No. He didn't look near that clean. Tricks.
I glance over at Ivan, and I'm like, you and I are both from Menzo Berenz, and if anything, we belong in a dark alley more than he does.
That's why I was going with the TNT!
In our dark alleys? Please, no.
To Menzo Berenz.
Let's focus. All right, what do we do with the unconscious people?
Leave them.
I said wake them up.
We roll Darindel over into the spider webs to distract the spiders. And then the rest of us escape.
You know, if we can get him back to
the rest of them into the spider web and take the prince, who is definitely more valuable than the rest of these people.
New plan. We roll Darindel and Myth into the spider webs.
Take people to death.
Who's Myth?
I mean, if we're going to do that, we may as well stay the extra hours. Let's just let them go. Open the cage, wake them up, they do what they do.
I mean,
it would be more useful to have more people if we are going to stage a prison riot in the in one of the Spider Queen's strongholds.
Our new friend Ront is coming with us.
Ivan kind of like puts a finger up. Ah, yes, as you would say, Flaffle, cannon fodder.
Yes, cannon fodder. Except for Ront, I like him.
Ruin, as they're talking. You see three guards in the window of the stalactite-esque formation that seems to be a building.
This building? The one that Sereth just said our stuff's in?
Yes. And you do see one of them look out the window and say, keep it down!
I thought we were all talking telepathically.
Yeah, we're all talking telepathically.
Yeah.
We are?
Apparently.
Flaffle isn't.
Yeah, Flaffle isn't.
But you do see him after kind of yelling that, looking over, and does not see that Merlette is holding the cage.
How about a group of us going to go into that building, and then the
we
rest
have
of us
no
get...
weapons. They do. We need to be able to overpower them with numbers, and waking these guys up might help.
I will stand back for moral support.
Same.
Sequel will look at my lap. You see these things they got on my wings? You think you could get this off?
Sure. They're, someone like, told the door.
I'll hold the door.
Okay.
And what am I looking at here, DM?
So, what you are looking at is a very crudely constructed form of wing cuffs. Basically, it's two handcuffs kind of linked together, that's tight enough to keep him from moving his wings back and forth to fly.
Okay. I'm gonna pick this lock with my makeshift.
You got this, bud.
Arrows.
Okay.
And I'll give him bardic inspiration and a nice cool thumbs up.
Alright, I'll give him a thumbs up back and a confident, not so confident smile.
Okay.
I'm a halfling, so screw that nat one. And I... I'm gonna do the bardic expression. Alright, that is a 22.
Yes, you are in fact able to break his bondage as your wings now flutter free.
No, they don't. I keep them towards my back.
Very well.
Go.
Hulk, as this is going on, Shampra is going to tell Mr. Bingo.
Okay, Mr. Bingo, go. You see, and he points to Ront. And he says, "You see the big one with the teeth? I want you to go lick him, wake him up."
And he's going to command Mr. Bingo go lick Ront to try to get him up.
Immediately, Mr. Bingo climbs down, and you see him just kind of slowly but surely waddle his way over to Ront, and then you just hear, "Bip," and begins to lick Ront.
Okay. Does it appear to be working at all?
Yeah. It does.
Okay.
This gives Flaffle idea. Flaffle runs over to Jim Jar and starts to kind of shake him.
This seems like the sleep spell. The drow prefer to use it.
Doesn't that come undone if you smack him a little bit?
Yes, which is why it seems as if it's a sleep spell with how Ront has been woken up.
Are my shakings of Jim Jar doing anything?
They are.
Okay, good.
Jim Jar wakes.
Okay, good. Now that all the useful people are awake, I'm saying this inside people's heads. Here's what Flaffle proposes. What if we were to wake everybody else up simultaneously, swing the gate open, and say, "Ah, we're free," and let them all run out and be a distraction for the rest of us?
I mean,
as Jim Jar kind of wakes up,
I'm fine with that.
That sounds like a good idea, but y'all know where you're going?
Yes, Sereth knows the way.
I only know one way.
He knows one way.
That is one more than the rest of us.
And it's straight to Minzo Band's End.
Never mind, Sereth has a terrible idea.
So none of us know the way out.
Would DM, well, Daddy, yes. Would I know, could I roll a possible history check to see if I remember any, because I'm from there, would I remember any pathways around to kind of, once we get there, to quickly get out of there?
Yes, history check.
Oh, I wish I had the guidance.
Up? Shushar?
I'm waking this guy up, but can I roll a history check as well to see if I remember like any ways when I was being brought in here?
Good dungeon datter. I have rolled an 18.
Very well.
And I've rolled a 17.
Huh.
Very well.
I'm a better drow than you. No, I'm just kidding.
arguably.
At the same time, you both kind of look at each other and realize.
Can I roll a survival check?
Yes. But the two of you do realize the way...
23.
23? Okay. Yes. The two from Minzo Baron's End recognize that going north, as there are three passages out of this area... that you can now see as you are more focusing on it.
Ivan is going to walk over to Sarah. I can't remember his name. Sarath?
Yes.
Okay. And kind of like look at him closely. We can trust you for now, correct? You're not going to immediately turn us in for shortened or lessened sentence.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Incite that.
I'm going to come up here and wake this guy up, and I'm just going to kind of pat Ivan on the shoulder. I'm like, come on, we're drow. You know that we're all going to end up stabbing each other in the back. Just kind of tongue-in-cheek, obviously, as a joke. Like, dripping with sarcasm in my voice.
I got a 16.
Okay. Ruin, with your survival check, what are you looking to gain from that?
I wanted to see if I could remember the way they dragged me in here.
Okay. With a 23, I will say that you were dragged south into here. So okay. you would have come from this area up here, which is the same way that Ivan and Kazad both are mentioning about going. Also, for the first time, you see the little Kuotoa creature kind of speak up in hushed tones and say,
"Well, we could go to my home. Which is gonna be straight ahead, but there's a bunch of weird people there.
Well, there's a bunch of weird people here.
No. Yes,
you know about the Kuotoa?
No, but I know that guy over there thinks he's a prince, and I messed up and might have said a trigger word, and I got knocked because of it. So I'll take my chance.
Which is why you're not going to speak to him when I wake him up.
No. What are you doing?
Walk over to this guy.
No.
And
no, don't you do it.
And I'm gonna reach down and I'm gonna like put my hand at his throat and I'm gonna be like, "Hey, we're about to get out of here. Do you think you can behave?" As I wake him up.
Hide behind Shampra.
All right, stealth check. Tico, you were trying to say something?
No, because I took care of it.
Okay.
That's right. 12. That's upsetting.
Kazad, as you're standing kind of over him, Darendale's eyes kind of open and say, I must have fallen asleep. I do apologize for that. It's not like a prince to nap on the job.
I just kind of smile and pull my hand back. I'm like, there's no need to apologize, Your Grace. Just make yourself ready, because we're about to get the hell out of here. I just kind of get up and help him to his feet and kind of walk away, and I just kind of look at Flapple and wink.
Flapple is glaring daggers at you.
Merlette is gonna cover the mouths of the last two unconscious and like flick them for 1 point of damage each.
Okay.
So that they don't yell when they get up.
You do hear a muffled but they kind of wake up, realize what's going on, and are quiet as well.
He wipes his hand on his pants like, that was gross.
Yeah, there is much spittle on your hand.
Like, rubbing it extra hard. It won't come off!
So I'm gonna look around at everyone, and I'm gonna be like, okay, so we're sure that our weapons and equipment are right there. And I'm gonna point at the room across from
us. If they're not, we blame Sarath.
It does not matter. We are stronger outside of this cell.
I don't know. I feel like if I trip the wrong way, I'm gonna be out.
Well, I mean, if once we get out of here and I can use my magic, I can heal somebody again.
I thought you said you were all out.
Well, in here,
Trixie drops.
So, above table, I know that the arrows are improvised weapons. Do they have the finesse property?
I would say yes.
Okay. I'm going to keep those.
You guys do overhear telepathically. This seems like a great plan and all, everyone. But... you know what? To answer your question, there is something in the water. It is a... there is a gray slime down there. As well as... a lot of people in this camp that you don't want to piss off. Are we sure we have enough numbers?
Well, we don't have much just choice kind of... because...
yeah, was...
in an hour, our number is going down by one.
Yeah, but it's just the old guy.
Rude.
And there's still a chance that we could get rid of, a certain member of royalty.
Easy.
I look at Flaffle and I just kind of knife hand at him.
I stick out my tongue.
Ruin, you do also see the guard kind of walk by again.
Oh, I've barely got my fingers between the gate and the wall is tense too, like.
Okay. Yeah, he just kind of walks on by the window.
I'm just going to kind of look at everyone and be like, so how do we want to go about this? Do we want to try to just leave all of our stuff behind and sneak out, or are we...
what?
Are we trying to burn this place to the ground?
To the ground? Or
deeper into the ground, as the case may be.
I don't think we have the ability.
To the place with all of our stuff and then scorched
earth.
We don't have the ability to scorch earth, buddy. Unless you
we
can
have TNT inside that room.
Not gonna work as well, do you think?
Listen to me very carefully. You listening?
Yeah.
And he Champer licks his thumb and kind of wipes some blood off of your scales from your face. And he goes, and he gets on one knee and he goes,
you're going to stay behind me no matter what happens. And I will keep you safe. But of all of those sweet impulsive thoughts you have in your imagination, you must not act on them until we get you healed. You are hurt. You are fragile at the moment.
Above table, Flapple, how many hit points do you have?
One.
Okay. I've got something for that the moment we get out of here.
I guess this will be above table as well. First time using that term. We do have an hour. How long is a typical short rest?
Two hours.
Oof. Yeah.
Thank you. Actually,
so this is one of those. If we're gonna do it, we gotta do it now.
Okay.
Currently, been right at about 20 to 30 minutes.
So yeah, we're definitely not getting a short rest.
Yeah. Deagle, so this is one of those, if we're gonna go, we gotta go now kind of things.
What's up, Deagle?
So, Deagle's gonna go up to Ront real quick and give him back that bar. And just, Deagle, big guy, I saved it for you. After they put you to sleep, they tried to take it.
No,
they tried to take it from you, and I got it from them for you. Make I got you, big guy. Check. Joking.
If only you were a halfling, right?
I am not a halfling.
Is that a natural one?
Yes, sir.
Man, imagine if you were bard, how much better that would be.
Right?
Not only does he kind of look at you sour, he also will... oh yeah, that hits. He kind of sees you flying or like walking over to him, and as you approach him and try to give it back, he will very quickly punch you in the stomach.
Oh, yeah? Okay. How much damage?
That would be 4 points of damage.
Oh, rock buddy, old pal.
Oh, no. Ooh. Round two.
There's been enough violence in this cell today. We are all friends here, except for Darrendale. So, we need to get out of here, buddy. We all just need to play nice for a little
bit. Now, see here, before you go on souring my name any further, I must say,
I am so sorry if I offended you, sir.
That is more like it.
Somebody get absolutely on duty, please.
You're not terrifying me the least in a bestial manner.
Can we save all of this for the gods that are undoubtedly going to try to kill us here in just a moment?
Oh, right. How many of you know magic?
I do.
Raise my hand. Do you happen to know
raises his hand and then realizes what they're talking about and puts it down. Disheartened.
Oh.
The magical thing kind of chirps.
Perfect. Do any of you know that spell where, like, if you put your hands on something that's broken and suddenly it's fixed?
Yes.
Oh, no. Right. All right. So what if we come out of here, one of us distracts the guards, all three guards running across the bridge, we cut the rope on said bridge, they go tumble down and become spider food, or fuck them, I don't know what they do. And then you cast that magic little spell on the rope and we scurry across the bridge and grab our things.
If we do that, rope bridge will fall to the other side. Somebody would have to bring it back over to me in order to fix it.
Prince Darrendale is a regal and heroic figure that would be more than happy to do that.
Also,
good plan, Fluffle. Good plan. Give it 10 minutes.
Mending also takes
time. Azad just groans and he just mutters under his breath, "Dark Dancer, help us." And he like just kind of walks over to the gate and waits.
Very well. Shushar will speak up again and say,
"Well, where are we going after we leave here?"
I still think we sneak across the bridge. And then we enter the tower and attack the guards within.
With, what? The shorter people in the group?
With our regal friend, Darrendale.
I mean, we outnumber them quite a bit.
They outweapon us. Ron
uses his muscles to break down a door and save us like the hero he is.
You want me to do that?
I mean, it's up to you, big guy.
I mean, hey, actually, yeah.
You're the strongest of us, aren't you?
To be honest, have you ever actually tried running full speed at that door yet?
He got it. Look at him. Nobody could fail the mighty Ron.
I kind of agree with the fairy. If Ron runs at that door, winks at everybody by the door, at full speed, he could probably go right through it and run right at the other guards.
You see him jaunt back here?
Yeah. Oh my.
Ron. Silent.
I'm getting out of the way.
Mental chant. Ron. 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 Ron.
Ron. Ron. Ron. Ron. Buddy, old pal.
Head first.
On this for a second.
Head first, Ron.
I believe in you.
Because we don't want you.
I'm going to walk over and pick up Flaffle and pull him out of
the wire. No. I did not say Uppies.
Someone put a finger in his mouth.
I believe.
I am going to roll a percentile dice.
Oh, God.
Punch me in my stomach, please.
Hit the smallest one of us.
Or kill Ron for hitting you, but Darrendale gets... I see how it
Darrendale has money.
I mean, to be fair, you kind of had it coming at that point.
No.
He was just standing on business at that point.
Ron looks over to you, Tico, and says...
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
And begins to run straight at the door.
I will throw the gate open as soon as he gets close.
As he runs past me, I mentally yell, "Send it!"
Okay.
Oh, God.
The door swings open as he goes to hit it. He doesn't realize the momentum that he's going, just expecting to hit something. He gets here
choking. Yeah.
No.
I would like for one of you to roll a d6 for me. Odds, he takes the bridge. Evens,
I'll do it. Oh, fuck.
Myth never gives up a chance to roll a d6.
Not expecting the momentum, Rot goes and begins to fall.
He is going to make
sprint to catch.
I don't know if you can pick Rot up.
I don't want to pick him up. I want to like at least stop him from falling over.
Give him the help action for the dexterity check.
Yeah. I'll allow that. Alright. He rolled a 16. The other one would have been a 6.
Woo!
Jeez.
You are able to kind of pull him by his waistband. Just enough for him to realize, turn, and grab the ladder that's right there with one arm. And then he begins to climb back up.
While all this chaos is going on, is Flaffle still being held by Khazad?
Yes.
Or do you just pull him back and then let go?
I'll say that I punch you back and let you go.
By the way.
Okay. While all this chaos is going on, Flaffle's going to make his way over to Prince Darendel.
Hey, buddy.
An undercommon, out loud.
Ivan looks at you as understanding undercommon.
Same.
Darendel just looks at you.
I don't know how to tell you this, man, but, like, you see that door across the bridge there?
In your head, you hear, I don't understand what this creature is saying.
Inside his head. Hey, buddy, do you see that door over there across the bridge?
Yes.
There's three guys inside and over. And moments ago, I overheard them saying that you were a monster, a beast, terrifying.
Whispers in
nothing
hair.
More than an animal
freak.
For them to
use the word
put
freak.
Into a circus.
They did what? And as
that's what they said.
As this
I'm
is
gonna,
happening,
I'm gonna walk over and pick up Flaffle and pull him out.
No, when you come over, Flaffle looks at you, goes a beast, a beast, a beast, a beast.
Yeah. I pick you up and, like, place you on my shoulder and just step back. Like, over here by the door again.
What's up,
Dean? Not close the door.
What's up, Dean? Right. What's going on?
So, one of the guards looks out and does realize bad things are going on.
What are you talking about? These are good things.
And one begins to open the door and come out.
I'm like, all right, one way out. And I grab Flaffle and I'm gonna like run towards the door.
Okay. God, Darendel, he called you a monster! A freak of nature!
Yeah.
As soon as you say that, his eyes go crossed and he begins to charge.
Everybody run! Darendel!
He charges.
I'm like, go run! Go!
Some toothy grin on Flaffle.
Now that I'm outside of the cell, do I have? Is our magic working outside of the cell?
Make an Arcana check real quick.
I am as well because that's important. That's an 18.
It's a 17 for me.
What is it with us?
A 7.
Okay, that makes sense.
A quick flare, you feel your magic has returned.
I'm gonna immediately pump a lay on hands charge into Flaffle. Actually, two of them, 10 points.
I am going to immediately reach over.
That's not how lay on hands works. You're level one. You only have 5 points total.
Right. My bad. I thought that was 5 per. No.
Nope.
That's right. Okay. My full lay on hands, so 5 points of health back to
and Waffle. I'm gonna like sprint past Ruin and say again sorry for earlier and cure wounds her. That is 11 hit points back. That is my last spell slot. It's my last spell slot. I do have command, and I will yell a command to the guy that is open, that is right there, that's right there.
You
stand
have
still.
Your spell slots, didn't you?
Command is. I have command as a special thing that allows me to do it once per day.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I'm a yell. Stand still as Darendel's charging at this drow.
Okay. What is the save on that?
It is a Wisdom DC 14.
That is an 18.
Damn it.
However, he does see the scoop. Oh, no, not again. And dives over this way back into the doorway. And Darendel goes in.
All right.
I am still pushing and screaming at Ront to go.
Ront also begins to charge.
I'm jumping in right behind Ront and following after him.
Okay. All right, who else is flying over?
Waffle is going to take a second to brush himself off and slap Expeditious Retreat on himself, and then follow.
I'm just going to stay on the other side of the bridge here.
Camper's glued to Flapple.
While they're doing that, can Tifa see anymore?
You can. Matter of fact, I will reveal... portion here. Now, yeah, you see another stalactite over here.
Okay.
And that, without a perception check, that's about all you get. You can roll perception if you would like. But this is a split second thing as we're about to go into combat.
I can't see anything inside, no, of the building with the guards.
Correct. The only one that can see anything going on right now is Ron.
Okay. Yeah, Tickle's just on over here.
Okay. Oh, DM.
Split second, can't do much.
Yes.
If you have a song you would like to be played for combat, please send it my way.
Will do.
As...
As you guys are doing that, I do need everyone to roll initiative for me, please.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
All I have is cantrips. Oh, hell, that's an 8. That was an 8.
30, 20. Let's go.
It's okay, everybody. I have Spare the Dying at range as a bonus action for being a grave domain. I've got you.
Nat 20. For a 30.
Heck yeah. That's dope, everybody.
I hate you.
Okay. That's so cool. So... let's go one at a time real quick for me. Myth, you got a 30. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Kazad, you got 30, a dirty 20, correct? Alright. Merlette.
23.
Okay, Tequel.
Tequel would like to abstain. He's just big chilling in the back, waiting for everybody else to go.
Okay.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, okay, so that's what I thought. I was like, is that a kind way of putting I fed up?
All right, Champra.
I'm just observing.
Champra rolled a natural 1, a total of 6.
God.
He is not comfortable with Flapple still being as injured as he is with us going into this, and he is distraught.
I like that.
Oh.
I feel that.
Flapple.
14.
Flapple, on the other hand, has no
qualms. Not at all. However, Flapple feels like he used to be more powerful than this.
It's all in the gear.
Seems low.
Pat, if you have one, go ahead.
I have. Music wise. Music wise. Okay.
Yes,
okay. Yep, go for it. I rolled an 8, by the way.
You do notice that the rest of your prisoners hang back. They're not, they're kind of observing, but they're not immediately running forward.
Chickens!
All right. So, first up, Ruin. What would you like to do?
Honestly, I can't really do anything. There's like four people in my way.
Would you like to hold your turn or hold an action?
Could always give help actions.
I don't know what anyone else can do.
Tell somebody to kick the guy in the nuts. I don't know. Yell at Darren Delta. Aim for the lower genitals.
No. I'll just hold my turn.
Okay.
Until people are out of my way.
Fair enough. Merlet.
Well, I am uninhibited by this. So, yeah.
Squiggly, squiggly.
All right, so.
Like Merlet, right there.
As you enter, you do see the two drow kind of at the door, and you do see the very scarred drow that winked at you earlier. And he kind of looks and says, "My, you catch on quick."
Oh, shit.
Deal with them.
Fucking love that, Bram. Oh, shit.
Alright, yeah. So what you see in here, you do see stairs going up and down, but this is very much a kind of like pass-through hallway. It is kind of ordained in a few symbols of Lolth. The lighting in here is dim, however, it is being lit by phosphorescent fungi, and there are a few tables and chairs sitting around, but you can tell this is mostly just a hallway to pass through onto the next or go up and down.
Okay.
So, with that, what would you like to do?
I'm gonna pull out my... I'm gonna pull out the two bolts in either hand. Yep. And I am going to stab the guard with them. I discount proficiency, right?
Correct.
Alright, so just a plus 5 to this. It'll say plus 7, but I'm just going to use one of my daggers for this.
Yep.
25 to hit.
25 hits.
All right, and that will be, well, it's 23 to hit, but yeah, 7 dagger damage, and then 4 sneak attack damage.
Very well. Your arrow goes into him, breaks part of the armor they are wearing, and immediately sends this individual crippling down onto one knee.
And I will attack with the other one.
Offhand?
Offhand. So, okay. No attack bonus to this one. For 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Then 2 damage.
2 damage, that is just enough. You watch as you kind of jump up and multi-hand stab right at the part that you pierced his armor at with your other hand.
I imagine I stabbed him in the dick and then he fell to one knee and I stabbed him in the throat.
Even better.
Sorry.
Even better.
Not to cut you off.
He heard Ivan yell, "Go for the genital!"
Bernstein Bears gets
Fair
kicked
enough.
In the dick.
So, with that...
I know I can't move, but I'm going to position myself so that the prince is in front of me.
Okay.
Because I'm like in his space.
Okay, very well. All right, next up. Kazad. You do have Ront in front of you.
All right. And is there any way I can get past him? Do I need to, like, do a roll for that? Or can I just kind of push past him?
Unfortunately, with it being a bridge, kind of a rope bridge is that, and Ront being this gigantic, hulking orc, it is very difficult to move past him. So I would say there is almost no way to move past him other than above him.
Okay. In that case, could I roll an athletics check to kind of push him forward, like give him more momentum going forward?
You can.
All right, that is what I will do. It's okay. Going to be a 12.
A 12. I will say you are able to push him a tad, but again, he is a gigantic orc, so you kind of push very lightly and maybe speed him up a few feet.
Okay. So where does that put him?
That would put him right here in front, or right behind Darendel. Because Darendel is also this hulking creature.
Okay, I'm gonna use, let me see. Bonus action. Alright, I guess I'm gonna use my action to jump over him and into the room.
Alright.
Can I do that?
For that, I would have said that the push action would have been your action.
Okay, that's gonna be it then. Okay, in that case, yeah, I'm just kind of stuck here, right behind him then. Alright, that's it for me then. I don't have anything else I can really do.
Very well. Flaffle.
Okay, so Flaffle's like 2 foot tall.
Correct.
Is it a possibility for Flaffle to maneuver around this mob of Black Friday shoppers to get in there, say if it's difficult terrain?
If you're small, you can move through creatures that are one size larger than you without imposing disadvantage. I mean, difficult terrain.
What say you, Daddy?
That's fine with me.
Perfect. So, bonus action to dash. So I'm going to move 60 feet. Or, what is that? That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Flaffle wants to go to, like, this part of the room right here.
Okay.
And immediately look to see if he can find his things.
Okay. Yes, that is fine. Make an investigation check. Just as soon as you get in here.
Oh, Lord. That's a nat 1. So it's 8.
Okay, this is the episode of nat 1s.
Yep. Get them out, because there's some bad stuff coming.
Episode name. Man. Oh, Lord. Nat 1 again.
I had to get an entire race to get rid of my nat 1 luck.
Yes, Flaffle, you run in and over enthusiastically, I would say, you run in immediately expecting there to be a chest. And without looking, you go to jump and you smack into the wall as there's nothing there.
Ow. All right, so I haven't used an action yet, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So this drow right here is within 10 feet, right?
Correct.
And this one, he's just out of range of 10 feet, isn't he?
No, he is within 10 feet of
you. Oh, perfect. Well, when Flaffle smacks that wall, he lets out a exasperated draconic cry. Therefore, enemies within 10 feet of me until the start of my next turn. Me and my allies have advantage on attack rolls against the enemies that could hear me.
Very well.
And, shit, still a matter of action.
So
that's a free ability to do.
Ooh, that's a good point. Hold up. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you. Yeah, that's about all I got. Unless Flavel can take another look around.
Okay. All right. Very well. Ront's turn. Ront is going to, basically push his way through and go here. And is going to try to swing on this drow.
With advantage.
With advantage.
He has a stick.
He does have a stick. Well, that hits. All right, so that is going to be 8 points of damage. And you do see him kind of slam that makeshift club into the other drow, and looks to be in a lot of pain as well. But that's all he can do. Ivan.
Yes, good sir. How can I help you, Dungeon Daddy?
It is your turn.
Ha-ho, do I see an enemy from across the bridge?
I would say at this point, no. Ront kind of shoved this guy up against the wall, and he's not really in sight right now.
Well, me oh my, that's not good. Okay, okay, who's after me? I believe it's either Champro or Tickle.
There are
so
five people after you.
Okay, so there, you said that there is like that from in here. We saw that there's like windows here or just doors.
There are some windows up on the higher level.
Okay.
That kind of view, like have a viewpoint from here to here.
So, if I go up these, will I be able to look at this person?
Yes.
Okay. So then, yeah, I'm gonna do that. So,
okay.
I don't have the squares, so I'm gonna need to drop this down and get me the thingamajigger. Okay, 25 feet. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to sprint over here. Do I got eyes on him?
You do.
Okay. These cacophony of bells that give off the essence and feeling of mourning, of guilt and grief, ring in that that guard's ears as I cast Toll of the Dead. It's a Wisdom DC 14.
Well, I believe a 3 does not save.
No, and he has taken damage, correct?
He has.
All right, he will take a D12 instead of a D8.
Okay.
Well, he rolled a 3 for saving throw, and I rolled a 3 for damage, so I'm right there with you, buddy.
Fair enough. You see him wince and grab at his head, but he is still awake and still up.
Check if I have any bonus actions real quick. Nope, I do not. And so I will call that good there on my turn.
Very well. It is now Darendel's turn. Darendel swings. Hits. And with only 2 hit points left, you do see this drow fall as well. Merlette, you then hear Jorlin say, "Well, now that that's taken care of, we can talk. I have no interest in fighting you. please get in here before the others see.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. If you like the story so far, leave a like. And if you want to hear more, subscribe. Remember to always check for mimics underneath that bed of yours. We'll see you next time.